Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for most of the country, school's already started. But if your school hasn't started, just double check with your school district, because yesterday we were told that there was a mass, I guess, stupid challenge. This is one of the stupidest, most evil, corrupt challenges I've heard of, where on social media, I guess people were urged somehow, there was some sort of a challenge, to threaten your school with a bombing or a shooting so that it closes down and you get a free day. These kids are idiots. I don't know who would have even listened to that, but apparently somebody did, because nationwide they have been grappling with these threats. From what I'm understanding, all of them have been fake. I don't think the Department of Homeland Security or the FBI could take any particularly seriously, although I did just get an alert from local Fox 5 in my neck of the woods that there was a kid that threatened a school who was arrested. I don't know if that was because of this day, this particular day, or a part of the challenge or something else. So just to kind of recap what happened and where I think we're really vulnerable is, all right, so there's this, I guess, trend going on social media where people are threatening their schools that, oh gosh, you know, they're not saying, hi, I'm Joe Smith and I'm going to threaten your school. It's, I heard there's a bomb threat, there's going to be a bomb threat, there's going to be a shooting, you need to close down, something like that. And then the school reaches out to local authorities and they reach out to FBI, Homeland Security, everybody gets involved. The problem with this was mass. I mean, we are talking Chicago, we're talking L.A., we're talking in Mexico City, Missouri, all around the U.S., small cities, big cities, had to deal and look into these threats. And so it was interesting, the Mexico School District, I guess in Missouri there's a city called Mexico. They had put on Facebook, Bulldog Nation. There is a TikTok challenge working its way across the nation that challenges students, people to make bomb threats or school shooting threats for school on December 17th. We are aware of the circulation of this challenge and take all threats seriously. Currently, there have been no threats to any of the schools in Mexico. Again, it's the city. With any threat, we encourage students, staff, and parents to report anything they see or hear immediately so administration and law enforcement can investigate. The safety of our students and staff is always the top priority. As a response, in Gasconade County School District, they closed their schools today. Blackfeet Tribe in Montana closed all their schools as well as their offices. So, interestingly, I can't tell you all the schools or school districts. I know LA Unified School District stayed open. But, you know, are we prepared to be dealing with a mass threat like this? How prepared are we? Well, it sounds like because these threats, thank God, weren't anything substantial, looks like we probably handled this pretty well. A school district like the LA Unified School District, which is, I think, the largest in the country, had tweeted they're open. I'll double check to make sure they still are. But they had tweeted, we're going to see you at school tomorrow. You know, but what a lot of the schools did do is up their law enforcement presence, which means while we're already taxed with, police departments that have been defunded, lack of officers and law enforcement because of mandates and COVID and all the other BS that has been going on. On top of everything they have to do, now they have to watch the schools. I don't know if you guys remember Die Hard 3. I forget what Die Hard 3 was called, but it was the one with Samuel Jackson, and it was where there were these bomb threats in schools. And so the police had to go and evacuate the school, go and try to find the bomb, etc. So, the, you know, because in New York, you know, pretty significant bomb could take out a big block. And then Bruce Willis and Samuel Jackson, like, wait a second, this is a decoy. They want all the cops going to the schools so they could then, right? Yeah, I saw the movie. So then they could rob, not Wall Street, the Treasury. I think that's what happened in the movie. So you wonder if these are decoys. It's not that I watched too many Die Hard movies, even though Die Hard is one of my favorite Christmas movies, thank you. It's because you start to wonder if we are so vulnerable to being, you know, in fear, to being distracted. And that's what I wonder COVID was. I wonder if COVID on its mass, we know COVID was a deadly virus. We know COVID, you know, made the rounds, is going to continue to make the rounds, and its origins are still up in question, even though we keep honing in on it was a lab leak because, you know, in China, they leaked SARS before twice, accidentally. So who knows what happened this time around. But it just, I've been saying this from the beginning. Was this supposed to be a distraction? Look how distracted we are. Government agencies and people working from home. Now all of a sudden, because of Omicron, everyone's like, all right, yeah, work from home. We're not going to make you come back to work. Well, people working from home are playing solitaire. You know, they're taking naps or they're, you know, going shopping. We, you know, you just wonder if we've been played. And I'm not saying being played in terms of COVID and the vaccine and all that, but if we're being played in terms of you guys are going to deal with this mess. And while you're dealing with this mess, we could do whatever we want to do over here. And who knows, maybe this TikTok challenge wasn't really these good old wholesome American kids. Maybe it was some foreign entity that said, you know what, start this. This is the latest thing. This is the coolest thing. You guys will get a day off. You know, maybe we're being manipulated and being played. And our fear is our biggest vulnerability. Look how scared we were of COVID. And then we completely let our hearts go, our weight go, our students' education go, our crime went through the roof. We let everything go because of COVID. Our fear and our looking like we could be leveled at any minute by something like a cyber threat or hack. That's where we need to really bone up on our defenses in addition to everything else. Just a thought. 1-877, Dr. Ellie. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I watch a lot of football. But I want to talk to you guys about this because I'm sure even if you don't watch football, you've seen this happen, and it is very, very scary. So yesterday during the Chargers-Chiefs game, it was a fantastic game, except early on there was a very, very scary injury. And Donald Parham Jr., tight end for the Chargers, I thought, you know, caught the first touchdown pass of the game for the Chargers. Looked like a fantastic reception in the end zone. Caught the ball. Looked like was inbounds. Everything was fine. And he falls. And he falls and he hits his head. Now, when you watch it, you go, oh, you know, you hit his head and you just don't like that. You know, and I mean, we've seen some major, major injuries. I mean, we've seen people just bang into each other. You've even heard the helmets clink, you know. But with this, he didn't seem to run into anybody. He falls. But when he falls, he rolls to his side and immediately brings his arms up. So for those of us in medicine, we were like, oh, God, no. Because that's a form of posturing, or we call it the fencing sort of position. And it is not a good sign. It could signify, obviously, concussion, possibly brainstem injury. So Parham was on the ground, and he appeared to be out for a period of time. His eyes were closed, see his mouth a little open, and he was still kind of sitting with his arms up, both his arms up. Teammate came over to congratulate him, you know, for, you know, doing as good as he could. I thought it would hold, but apparently because the ball dropped as he fell, it was incomplete, and he didn't respond. And you saw the players immediately look over to get help. Help came, and he was on the ground for a while. While they tried to get him to the vet, the posturing that he had usually doesn't last too long. It can last for seconds, maybe a minute or so. But then when they tried to get him on the backboard, I got a little bit of like, whew, I finally breathed, because apparently you could see him squeeze the fingers and you could see his legs move a little bit. So an injury like that can signify, like I said, you could be paralyzed for life. You could die from brainstem injury or from a severe concussion. But the fact that he could move his hand, the fact that he could move his legs was a good sign. But I knew he was still severely injured. We all did. Because as they got him onto the stretcher, and they had C-spine precautions, they had his neck immobilized. And while he was on the stretcher, he was shaking. And he was shaking, both his arms were shaking. Most of his body you could see, but especially the arms, as they wheeled him out. And he couldn't do the thumbs up, I'm good, sort of thing, like a lot of players do, you know, when their injury is a little less severe. So you knew it was a bad injury. And then, of course, a lot of doctors, you know, myself, I tried to explain, because people are texting. They want to know what's going on. What is this? What you know, what does that mean? What happened? And so, you know, I don't like to diagnose over a television, but there are little clues. And something like that meant there's a concern. Joe Buck was with Troy Aikman. Joy Buck, Fox News sports broadcaster, Hall of Famer. Even though he never played football, but in terms of broadcasting, he now got himself into a poop storm on social media, and he had well intentions. But while they were going back and forth with commercial, people were, you know, concerned. And when you're on air, you feel like the need to fill the dead space. I've been there. A lot of us have been there. So you go off the cuff. You don't go off your notes. I don't usually use the notes, as you could tell. But Buck, I'm sure, uses notes because, you know, Troy Aikman, they speak off the cuff, but you know they have a direction. Well, now this completely changes your show map, and now here you are with an injury. What do you say? So Joe Buck said the last thing we would ever do is speculate about an injury, especially that type. Of course. He said, when you see his arm shaking and his hand shaking on his way out, that's the part that's most unnerving. So, you know, we're scared. We're watching this. So, Joe, and again, his intentions were good, but people are really criticizing him. He goes, I will add this. It is very cold, at least by Los Angeles standards, down on the field. Hopefully that was the issue more than anything else. So, okay, when he said that, all over social media, they're calling him insensitive. I'm looking at a Sports Illustrated article right here. They say it was completely inexcusable. I think people want him fired. And, I mean, you know, in medicine, we many times we don't want to lie to anybody. We don't want to minimize something that could be serious. But we always want to give hope. And so one thing that we very commonly do is say, look, I have seen people survive these, you know, these near drownings. Or, you know, we'll tell parents because we want them to still have that hope, to still pray, to still, you know, not, because again, you know, their child's still alive or whatever they're possibly going through with their loved one. And well, I'm honest. I never want to lie to a patient. I'm honest. I've seen some people make it through. I don't have to tell them it's 1%. versus 10%, but I could be honest and say some. And so we try to find some sort of, you know, piece of hope. So here's Joe Buck saying, look, it is cold. And then people were like, oh my gosh, why did you even go there? But, you know, I bring it up because it just shows that people want to hate. People want to, you know, criticize somebody. People want to, they just always want drama. There always has to be an enemy. There always has to be somebody that you could focus your anger on. So when there is a death in the family, when my father died of a heart attack, one of my family members said, let's sue the doctor. They were so angry that my dad died that they wanted to project it onto somebody they could. I'm like, what's the doctor's fault? You know, dad was stubborn as a goat. He wasn't gonna go to the doctor. He wasn't gonna follow any, I'm not gonna support you suing the doctor. I know, I told dad to do stuff and he didn't want to. He's like, leave me alone. You bug me too much. Leave me alone. So if he said any of that to the doctor, you can't sue the doctor. But people will do that. When bad things happen, when scary things happen, one form of grieving, in the stages of grieving, is the anger. And that's a very dangerous stage because that's when people turn angry and they go and either act out on it, and that's a way that they try to cope. I don't know if you guys saw this video, but I have to look up what country this is, but a bunch of monkeys descended on dogs and have killed over 250 dogs by grabbing the dog, taking them up on a building, and throwing the dog over because one of the dogs killed an infant monkey, and the monkeys went after the dogs, all right? Wars have been started because of grieving processes, because of anger. And so, go easy on Joe Buck, all right? Just some good intentions. It's what broadcasters do to try to kind of, you know. But, yeah, it wasn't. What now? So then what was the shaking? Okay? When you saw him shake on the stretcher, that could be shock. That could be seizure. You know, people were concerned maybe he went into a Pettit Mall seizure when he hit his head. You know, and that's why he was, you know, kind of in that position. Usually, though, it's more of a concussion brainstem injury, but, you know, the shaking could have been, of course, nerve injury, fasciculations, a whole variety of things. So, yeah, I doubt it's because, you know, it was cold. I did find it interesting that they didn't cover him because, you know, usually when I got out of surgery just a couple weeks ago, I started shaking. And they immediately put a blanket in. I mean, you do lose your intrinsic ability to keep your body temperature. And so, you know, a lot of times we will start to warm you up. And that could be it too. Maybe Joe Buck wasn't completely wrong. Maybe it, you know, there was that shock. I would call it shock, but that shivering because you start to lose that lack of maintenance of your, again, it could be a sign of hypothalamus injury or some sort of injury within the brain. So, you know, everybody wants to know what's going on. We don't have an update. What we did, though, get about an hour after this was the Chargers said that tight end Donald Parham Jr. was currently undergoing tests, imaging, and evaluation for a head injury at UCLA Harbor Medical Center and is in stable condition. So with that, people are like, he's stable. He's good. He's stable. He's good. So remember we talked about stable. Okay, stable, that when we talk about conditions, and if I have time, we'll quickly review the conditions. Oh, we don't. Maybe we'll need to do that next. Stable means they're not deteriorating. You could still be critical. You could still be in serious condition. Stable is a calming descriptor so that families, friends, fans know that he's not worsening. But you could be stable, still critically injured, and intensive care. Okay, we'll keep you guys posted when we know more. 1-877-DOC-LA.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Amazon-backed electric vehicle startup Rivian Automotive announced Thursday it will build a $5 billion plant in Georgia, its second United States assembly plant, as it looks to expand production. The new plant will employ more than 7,500 people, is scheduled to open in 2024, and will eventually build 400,000 vehicles a year. The Irvine, California-based company has struggled with recent launches because of supply chain constraints, including chip shortages, the company said. After advisors recommend the Center for Disease Control and Prevention push the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines over Johnson & Johnson due to concerns that J&J might cause blood clots, Dr. Ben Carson on Newsmax questions why the CDC does not collect data on natural immunity.
Maybe it would be a good thing to look at that group of people rather than to say we don't collect data on that group of people. Why would you not collect data on them? Because you don't want to know the answer.
USA Radio News. The director of vaccine education at Philadelphia's Children's Hospital, Dr. Paul Offit on CNN, wants to educate you to get a vaccine if you haven't already.
The CDC estimated today that the doubling time was about 2 days, which is much faster than the Delta variant in terms of transmissibility. So you're therefore much more likely to be infected. The best thing you can do is to vaccinate yourself. I know we talk about giving a third dose, but the most important thing is to get those first two doses. I mean, I just came off of being on service for a week at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and we saw a number of children who, more than really I've seen, consistent with the national average in the surge in children. And what all those children had in common, even though most were over five, many were over 12, none of them were vaccinated. None of their family members were vaccinated, siblings, parents, no one was vaccinated. So I think we talk about boosting, but we need to make sure even if you just get two doses of an mRNA vaccine, I think that's highly likely to protect you against severe illness.
The data on natural immunity is not being studied at the CDC. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so let me give you guys some updates on Omicron. So when Omicron was, I think, 2 days ago, only 2% of the cases. Now it is surmised to be at least 20% of the current COVID cases throughout the United States. Hospitalizations are still up. I cannot tell you if those hospitalizations are all Delta or a combo of Delta and Omicron, or if we're starting to see a lot of those cases taken over by Omicron. Remember, the data that is coming through is really lagging behind. The fear and the headlines and the sensationalism of everything is exploding. But we doctors, we patients, you know, we residents would like to kind of know, all right, guys, can you just kind of give us the nitty-gritty so we can be a little bit more aware of what's going on? So when we were told that Omicron is milder, we see it mostly show mild illness, especially in those who are vaccinated, there was a disconnect when we heard that hospitalizations were rising in South Africa. And when we heard that hospitalizations, the UK, you know, these countries that have been vaccinated are having a rise in hospitalizations, we have to assume that the Omicron could be participatory in that. And remember I told you, if you follow the CDC data, it's not always about a COVID hospitalization. They also have not only strictly COVID hospitalization and COVID death, but they also now are having COVID and flu, COVID and pneumonia. So we don't have a lot of data right now on what the hell is going on with Omicron. But what we are slowly getting, and it's going to take a while to catch up, is we are seeing that a quote-unquote viral blizzard, where looks like Omicron is spreading pretty quickly. I could tell you guys, honestly, just from my neck, you know, I'm licensed in multiple states. I've seen patients online. We have a lot of colds, flu-like illness, people feeling ill, and it sounds like, to me, COVID, mild to moderate. I'm not getting a lot of severe, but then again, telemedicine should not be getting severe cases. Telemedicine should not be getting the chest pains, the shortness of breath. Those should be going to an urgent care or ER. But they do come through. But from what I'm seeing in my neck of the woods, multiple necks of the woods throughout the country, that, yeah, all right, people are getting sick. This is cough, cold, flu season. So if Omicron is going to be the predominant cold, the predominant illness, makes sense. You're going to see a bunch of cases. So for those of you that always get a winter cold, for those of you that always end up, you know, getting sick this time of year, rather than it being rhinovirus or adenovirus or an enterovirus, it's probably going to be a coronavirus. And it might be the Omicron. It might be the Delta. So as we discussed before, one thing that does concern me, even though Omicron seems to be mild in vaccinated individuals, one thing that does concern me is we've rarely had a double wave, where we've had an Omicron and a Delta at the same time. Delta should be leaving, but it never officially left before this Omicron wave came. So as we spoke about yesterday about the recombination, you drop two decks of cards, and then you try to pick them up, and you're too lazy to differentiate them, you get a combined double deck. That's what Omicron and Delta could do within a cell, and then make a super variant. So Dr. Pavitra Roy Chowdhury tells Daily Mail that Omicron is accounting for close to 20% of the cases right now in Seattle, other cities, and millions of Americans. Dr. Michael Osterholm told CNN that millions of Americans are going to be infected within the coming week. U.S. has had a 31% increase in daily cases, 23% increase in deaths over the past 2 weeks. Connecticut and Maine both suffering increases of about 150%. So if death rates are rising, are those the death rates from the Delta of the people who didn't make it, or is Omicron adding to the insult and injury? These are things that are going to have yet to be, which is why don't just say Omicron's mild. You know, we could still go and kiss and, you know, tongue swap. You know, still kind of, you know, be aware that this is still an infectious time of year. In New York City, 8% of the COVID tests are coming back positive, and the city has emerged as a potential early Omicron outbreak site. 8%, that means 92% of people are getting tested. Why are they getting tested? Are they getting tested for work? Are they getting tested because of mandates? Are they getting tested because they have another cold or illness? So I want to look more into that. If 8%, nearly 8% of their COVID tests are positive, then what else is going on? Now, another thing I suspect, which I told you guys about, is I think Omicron is not being picked up on these tests, these home tests, as quickly. So all of you saying, I took a home test, I'm good. These tests here in New York, I'm good. You might have to retest it day 4, 5, 6, because you might think you're good, and it's just taking a while for the test to pick up. Remember, it's a new variant. So, well, apparently, the testings that are being done, we're looking at thousands a day in terms of testing. So the labs are trying to catch up. And so with the cases going up now, I think the majority of states have it. We're still waiting for a lot of states to also get their data in. But, you know, on Friday, 93,000 cases were recorded. That was in the UK even. So the nation is now up to 93,000. Again, one of the highest vaccinated countries in the world. So as we know, Omicron has at least, I think, 52 mutations from the virus's original strain, 30 of the spike protein. And so another study has come out saying, guys, full vaccination plus a breakthrough infection builds super immunity. Hence, our hybrid immunity is going to be probably one of the best positions we could be in. Now, I don't want to jinx anything. I've gotten both of the vaccines. I've been around people since the beginning. You know, I'm a physician. I'm around patients that I see for the state. There's a chance that I've obviously come in contact with it. I am very blessed to have not had a bad COVID illness. I don't even think I've had it. Maybe one weekend I might have lost my smell and taste for a day. I don't know. I feel very, very fortunate. But I'm wondering if the reason why I'm fortunate is because I didn't live in a bubble. It's because I was out there. And as I told you, not a very easy thing for us doctors to say. We don't want to tell you guys to go out and get it. You know, these studies coming out like this one, I think coming out of Oregon, you know, talking about this hybrid immunity, having both a natural infection as well as the vaccine, you know, that we don't want people to run out and get it. And as I said early on weeks ago, people are asking me, how can I just get it? Let me just get it and then have that hybrid immunity. They're not 1,000% wrong. Right? I mean, studies keep saying, look, if your body's immune cells, which are some of the smartest things we could never replicate in a lab, can recognize it, if the vaccine can recognize it, you could have this hybrid super immunity. The problem is we just don't know who's going to get the bad, bad COVID. We don't know if this virus is going to affect the brain. How many of you feel brain foggy? How many of you feel like you're forgetting things? You don't, okay? Then you might have been infected with COVID. If at all you have some brain fog, true, we're stressed. True, we're watching a lot of Netflix. You know, I mean, we're on a computer a lot. That could contribute to it. But if you've noticed your memory go down a lot in the last couple of years, it could be because you have COVID. So I don't want anybody getting this on purpose. I really, really don't. But I do agree 1,000% that those people who have natural immunity have a good element of protection. It might wane, but you cannot reproduce nature. You can't. So, according to Professor of Molecular Microbiology and Immunology at the Oregon Health and Science School of Medicine in Portland, Oregon, Dr. Fikadu Tafasi said the bottom line of the study is that vaccine provides you with foundational immunity for whatever comes next. But they say the increases with natural immunity were substantial. So it's a super immunity. So, you know, getting COVID after the vaccine, that might be this Omicron, like I said, might be a blessing in disguise. I don't want to, you know, have everybody start to, you know, Joe Buck me all over, you know, social media. But, you know, if the experts are saying, look, you know, a mild case might be what helps boost your immunity, you just wonder if maybe this is God's way of kind of helping, you know, increase our immunity. But we're still recommending vaccines. 1-877 Doc Valley.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right.
right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a topic that has been very, very sluggish to kind of get some attention and focus is what we're doing for our homeless citizens. And in Nevada, we just had some breaking news where they're going to try to make an expanded, I guess, courtyard area that can home at least 80 people, giving them access to restrooms, showers, meals, counseling, low barrier navigation center so anybody can gain access to the facility. And I mean, it's a start, but we have such a long way to go. Well, joining us next is Traeger Strasberg, TV host and founder of Humble Design. And they're going to talk about what they are doing and what she's doing for the homeless. Traeger, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a real pleasure.
Great, great. So, you know, God bless you and everything you guys are doing. Tell me about what you're seeing in terms of the homelessness and our homeless population.
Well, definitely the need has grown since we started this in 2009. I moved to Detroit in 2008, and the city was in a pretty poor condition. And while Detroit's numbers of homelessness have gone down, they've actually gone up nationwide. And we're just seeing a larger population moving into their cars. The shelters are completely full. And we all see what's going on the streets outside in our large cities with tent cities and people sleeping on the street. So it's really become a national emergency.
Yes, and there's nowhere for them to go. They even if there is a shelter, they get overrun within a day. It's frustrating. So you started a nonprofit called Humble Design. Tell us about that.
So what we do basically is we furnish homes for families who are leaving the homeless shelter. And our area of expertise is keeping families out of the homeless shelter cycle. So nearly 50%, anywhere between 30 to 50% nationwide of families who get into a home after leaving a homeless shelter go back into homelessness within 12 months. We always think that the end of the story of being homeless is when you get a home, but that really isn't the end of the story. So our statistics are after helping 7,800 individuals over the last 12 years that only 1% of our families go back into homelessness. And if we can just create that safety net for families to not return to the cycle of homelessness, then we feel like we're making a difference.
That's fantastic. So what do you think are the driving components? Is it lack of job? Is it mental health? Is it substance use? Is it depression? What do you think is going on?
So with our homeless population, what's really interesting is it's changed my entire idea of what homelessness is. I used to think that homelessness was drug addiction and mental illness, but really that's what we see out on the outward facing homelessness on the streets. But what's in our shelters, they're filled with women and children. And a lot of our families have one or two jobs. They just can't make ends meet. Or there's been a death in the family or medical bills that they can't cover. And so really it is an epidemic of the working class or families who just can't make ends meet. And when you realize that it could be your neighbor, it could be your aunt, it could be your friend, and it is so close to home. Most of this country is one paycheck away from major disaster. And so the thing that we really stress on our website is empathy and dignity for all, because you never know what the person next door is going through.
Absolutely. You have people that flee abusive relationships. You have, there's tons of reasons for people to, you know, yeah. And so how does Humble Design help?
So what we do is after a family secures housing, and normally when we come in, they're sleeping on the floor. They have made nests with maybe some blankets that they have, but our families really have nothing. And they've left the homeless shelter, sometimes from domestic violent situations where they fled in the middle of the night. Sometimes they just weren't able to take anything with them. When they moved from their house into the homeless shelter, everything was put out onto the curb when they couldn't pay their rent. So what we do is we give them a fresh start. Everything that the family would need to start over, we meet with them, we understand their wants and needs, we treat them like clients. Interior design clients, we ask them what they like. We ask them what kinds of things they want to see in their home, what their children like, if there's asthma or they have barriers to education. And then we provide a complete home makeover in one afternoon. Our interior decorators are so gifted at going back to our five warehouses around the country picking out the items that are right for the family. Then we have volunteers from corporations, individuals come down, and in one afternoon we clean and decorate the entire home. So when the kids leave for school in the morning, they leave an empty house where they were sleeping on the floor, and when they come home, it's completely decorated from the top to the bottom, everything that they would need to restart their lives.
I love it. That is like one of the coolest things out there. Now, who are supplying the homes? How are they getting? Is it the government? Is it FEMA? Who's supplying the house?
So we have a mixture of clients. We have a lot of Section 8, which is government aided housing, which runs out in about 18 months. So the families are given a little bit of help to secure their first and last month, and maybe some help with their rent for a short amount of time. Also, we have families that work, and sometimes their credit score is so poor that they can't really secure housing on their own. So when you check into a homeless shelter, you're assigned a social worker whose job it is to help you find and secure housing, whether through your own means or through help with the government. Once that housing is secured, that's where we step in.
Well, and, you know, you make a good point. If somebody feels like they're in another shelter, if they don't feel safe, if they don't feel like it's their home, then they don't bond with it, they don't grow with it, they don't maintain it, they don't, so feeling like they helped create their home space working with you guys as a team is a very, very cool and very strong psychological way to come out of that homelessness, shall we speak. I think what you're doing is fantastic.
Thank you. And also, we have a lot of families. You know, average a person who goes back to their abuser seven times before either something tragic happens or they finally leave their abuser. And a lot of times they'll cite the children as the reason, because when they move into their new home, they have nothing. And they have no computer, and they're watching their children sleep on the floor. So when we can provide that whole house full of furniture, it gives them one more reason to not go back.
Exactly. So what's your latest project? What have you been up to?
So we're doing a campaign called No More on the Floor, where we are actually raising the funds. Last year, we were able to get 700 kids into bed. And this year, we want to double that. So we want to make sure that we have enough funds that we can provide all the beds that we need for all the children, because we don't believe that any child in this country should be sleeping on the floor. So right now we're in 5 cities and we furnish 11 homes a week. That means we need a lot of beds and a lot of resources to get those beds into the homes. So we're doing that campaign. We also have a TV show that we did. It aired on the CW and now it's on BYU TV, and you can watch really our process from beginning to end, and you get to see me ugly cry, which is, you know, a bonus.
Well, you know, it is amazing what you do. It looks like you have helped thousands of families through Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland, Seattle, San Diego. I guess 2,000th home was celebrated this year. This is fantastic. I love what you do. How can my listeners find out more information, and how can they help you?
Awesome. Well, we're at humblemind.org. And if you visit, we have so much information on the site. If we're in your city, please come down, help us, volunteer, donate your items, donate your hard-earned dollars. And if you're not in our city, you can still participate by finding out online where we are, how to help a family. Corporations can sponsor homes. Individuals can sponsor homes. And if you are able to come down to a home, I promise you it'll change your life. One afternoon's worth of work, and then you get to see your impact and the impact that your hard work has had on one family and changed their life forever.
So true. And it really taps in on our artistic side, too. I love it. Thank you so much, Traeger. We really appreciate what you do. Can't wait to have you come back.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.